Hi, everybody, and welcome to a special World Series edition of Mondo Baseball, coming to you from Rieger World Studios in Berkeley, California. I'm John Rieger, here with Hunter Rieger and our special guest today, Lucas Lochner Bravo. Gentlemen, World Series Game 1 is history. And Lucas, what did you think of the game?
I was just really impressed with Cole Hamels, the number one starter for the Phillies. He was just in a rhythm the whole game, and he had another great start this postseason.
The amazing thing about Cole Hamels is that not only is he a great pitcher and their number one starter, is he's like in his early 20s. He's really young.
He's really young.
Yeah, I don't think many people knew about him before the season started.
Lucas, how do you think the Phillies pitching stacked up overall against the Rays pitching?
Well, I just thought Scott Kazmir was shaky. He was unfocused, the way I see it. Whenever he got runners on, he would work very slowly, and he couldn't throw strikes. And when you're not focused, it doesn't help to put the leadoff man on for 4 out of 6 of the innings you pitch.
Well, now, since we're talking about pitching, what did you guys think about that balk that wasn't a balk?
I thought it was a balk.
You thought it was a balk. How about you, Hunter?
Yeah, I thought it was a balk. I mean, there was the 90 degrees issue, but it was also how he read, like, he was going to go home, you could tell, but then when Carlos Peña started to go, he started to, go to first, and that's a balk, so.
Well, the Rays bench certainly thought it was a balk.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were up yelling. That was the kind of thing where they turned down the sound so you can't hear what they're actually yelling.
Yeah.
So, Hunter, what was your reaction to the first game of the World Series tonight?
I think it was pretty well played. I mean, there wasn't that great hitting. Ryan Howard struck out 3 times. I mean, you expect him to strike out, but, you know, 3 times is still a lot for him.
How do you like – how about the Rays, though, pitching around Chase Utley to get to Ryan Howard?
Yeah, that's pretty weird. That's unusual. That doesn't happen every day.
That stings. That stings.
Yeah, but Chase Utley hit a home run in the first, so it's not like Chase Utley sucks.
Yeah, I just think that it shows how much Howard is struggling. He led the majors with 149 RBIs in the regular season, but he has only 3 RBI in 10 postseason games, and 2 of his strikeouts tonight were with runners on third and 1 out.
You know, speaking of runners, the Phillies left how many men on tonight? 12? Is that
yeah,
the number you got?
Something like
some
that.
Big number, yeah.
The Phillies left some big number of runners on base, and they still won the game.
Yeah, they still won the game. I mean, it was a low-scoring game. The pitching basically won it.
Does that tell you anything about what might be coming up later in the series?
Well, I think the bats are going to waken up. I mean, the Rays and the Phillies are both known for their hitting. I mean, they have Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Pat Burrell, and all those other superstars. I mean, I'm not going to say them all. And then there's the Rays' young talent, you know, Evan Longoria, B.J. Upton, and Carl Crawford. So I think the hitting will waken up. So,
what do you think, Lucas? Do you think that the disproportionate number of stranded men that the Phillies left on base tonight bodes well or bodes ill for the Rays in the rest of the series?
I'm not sure. I'm rooting for the Rays, but I think the Phillies are going to win the series unless the Rays offense wakens up, because the Phillies, they're older and smarter, and they know the game more.
You know, you think that the Phillies might win. I mean, I'm going with the Rays also. I think the Phillies aren't going to win, though, because the Rays get home field advantage for most of the games. I mean, they lost their first one, but they had the best record in the MLB on games at home. So it's going to be a close one, though, the Phillies and the Rays.
All right, gentlemen, and with that, we conclude our World Series wrap-up for Game 1 of the 2008 World Series. Lucas Lochner Bravo, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
I'm John Rieger.
And I'm Hunter Rieger.
Join us tomorrow night for Game 2.